Welcome to Less Clutter, More You, a podcast that travels with you through the journey of letting go and creating order so you can start making more room for what matters most. Together, we'll go beyond the basket to start unlocking your next level of embracing your physical and mental space through mindset shifts and action steps. I'm your host, Maggie Britton, professional organizer, clutter coach, wife, and mom of four, and I am so glad you are here. I want to give a special shout out as we are diving into this episode for any new listeners, because I was just checking out some of the podcast stats, and it looks like we are reaching some of you in Europe, in Asia, down under in Australia. So this is all very exciting. And I can't see who you are, but I'd love to learn about you. So if you're not following me on Instagram at Chesterfield Organizing Co., please jump over there after this episode and send me a DM to say hello and let me know how did you find me and what are you working on in your home, in your life, in living with less clutter so that you can start showing up with more of you. So welcome to all of those listeners who are new. Welcome back to our frequent flyers. But it is exciting to see that this message is going across the ocean, right? And it just also drives the point home that clutter does not discriminate. Clutter can show up in so many different forms, in so many different countries, and in so many different homes. For so many of us, it really is just something that we need to minimize and want to keep reaching that goal. So if you are here and you're just starting your journey, awesome. If you are here and you are working through and you want to stay motivated to keep going on your journey, amazing. And if you feel like you are feeling good about this world of living with less clutter and more you, but you just need those constant reminders that moving forward on this path is the right next step, then amen to you. So welcome to everybody. And today I wanted to share what Coco Organized is. You might hear me talk about it on previous episodes. I might mention, you know, maybe that's one step of our Coco Organized four-step framework. And if you are following on Instagram already or Facebook, you may have seen me mention Coco Organized sometime or another. But Coco Organized, what is it? What is it? Is it the designer bag? No, it's not. But my company, my in-person organizing company, where my team goes into other people's homes and helps them simplify the process of decluttering and getting organized. And the name of that company is Chesterfield Organizing Co. So as I was writing it out, and I was looking to simplify writing that whole thing out, I realized, I was like, let me just shorten this to Coco. This is so much easier. I can write it here. I can type it there. Shortens it nice and sweet. And as I was continuing to declutter and organize my own home and my clients' homes, I realized that I was doing the same steps over and over again to reach the goal of clearing the clutter and getting organized. And so once I started to tune in, what are these steps? I'm repeating these steps no matter what space I'm working in, whether it was a kitchen, whether it was a closet, whether it was my own personal email inbox, I was using the same steps to achieve my goal. So I started to work this out, write it out, work through what was I actually doing. And I noticed that my acronym of COCO was aligning with the same repeatable four steps I was taking to achieve a clutter-free organized space. And that is what I teach in my Clear the Clutter Academy small group. But now I am bringing into my Coco Organized community. It's an online community and it follows these four steps. Coco, the first step is C, clear. We are working through clearing not our space. We're not starting necessarily there. We need to start by clearing our brains first, our minds, our made up stories about the clutter that's in our lives, on our computers, on our calendars, and in our thoughts. And then we get into clearing our space. Then we go into the next step of organizing. Because if you go back to a previous episode, I go into the difference between decluttering and organizing. So those are two different steps. And then step three is containing and curating. And then step four is often. Oh, and the often is not the one that everybody wants to hear. And that means maintaining. How do you keep these systems up? How do you keep the clutter at bay when you've actually done the hard work of clearing it in the first place? So those are our four main steps that we're working with in the Coco Organized community. And inside the community, there is something for everybody. Again, like how I was saying at the beginning, and I was welcoming, no matter what part of the journey you are on, it is likely that you are at one of those steps. And if you're hitting a roadblock on making further progress, there's probably something in one of those four steps that needs a little tweaking. And when we are in the situation ourselves, it's hard for us to see what we're missing. So within this community, this online community that you can reach from wherever you are across the ocean or down under or all the way up in Iceland, I will let you guys know when we get a listener from Iceland. But no matter where you are, you will be able to access this information and you'll be able to get steps so that you can take action and continue to clear the clutter and get organized. Because the combination of your mindset and taking action is where the magic happens. But what I find is going on right now, if you are on social media in any form, you are likely seeing a lot of opportunities to download a guide or a checklist. Or maybe you've bought a book in the past about getting organized or clearing the clutter and it's just sitting. I have a decluttering checklist. You can go into my show notes and you can download that right now. It's about 100 or 200 items that you can get started decluttering right now. But what happens when you invest, you put your energy into these self-help resources and then they just sit and collect dust or never opened in the email and they are off to the graveyard and a pile begins to happen. And in this case, you probably had that hope, right? This is going to be it. This is the game changer. This is the moving piece to the puzzle. But when you don't follow through, what ends up happening is the spiral of self-sabotage. Why can't I make this work for me? Why can this person follow this simple path and I'm still stuck? So what does happen? Who are you asking those questions to when you do get stuck? Because it is so normal to get stuck. I wouldn't have a job. There would not be professional organizers. There would not be decluttering coaches across the globe if people weren't getting stuck on where to start, on how to make the decision of what to let go of, where do you donate something? Once I've decided things are here to stay, how can I best utilize my space for maximum ease and efficiency? So when you get stuck with all of those questions, who's answering those questions? And that is where the Coco Organized community comes into play. I am in that community. I am answering questions there are other community members who will be able to answer your questions because they've either been there, done that, working through it, or reaching the same goals that you have. And when you surround yourself with other people who share the same goal and get it, you are more likely to stay the course, stay motivated. So a few things that are inside the community. One, a course, the COCO organized course. It literally walks you through the 4-step framework to getting and staying organized. It's the process that I just discussed. It's in there. You can take the course at your own leisure. You can listen to the course. You can sit down and watch the course. Whatever is easiest for you. The point of this community is so that you can do this while you're on the go and you're busy. Because I know you're probably up against a schedule that likely is making it a little difficult to really make use of your resources. So all these resources are for you on the go. So the self-paced course, that's available on your computer or in the app that you just put right on your phone. Then we're going to have a monthly live session that you can come and you can ask your questions, something that maybe you've been struggling with, or what I like to call a drop-in decluttering session, our DID session, which is basically come in, show up. You don't even have to say anything. You don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. And just work through something. Because in the past, I've talked about the power of body doubling. And body doubling is a strategy that you're probably likely doing in other areas of your life. You just don't realize it. But it's just by having somebody else there keeps you in action. And that is what we want. That's what we want you to do, is to stay in action. So those monthly live sessions with quarterly workshops, space-specific workshops throughout the year. And then in addition to this podcast, we will be introducing a private podcast to answer even more of your questions, those specific questions that maybe you're dropping into the community and you don't have time to sit there and listen, but you could pop in the earphones or play it in the car on your way to work. So a private podcast called Dear Maggie, and I will be answering all of your decluttering and organizing questions, whatever it may be. And I'll even invite you on. You can come and you can chat with me. And maybe that's an episode too. But the private podcast is for the community members. And within the community, you'll also have the opportunity to participate in mini challenges. Wherever you are in your journey, maybe this challenge with these set of steps that you're going to take to get to that goal. So maybe the challenge is working through underneath your kitchen sink. Yes, I am talking to you. Or maybe you're up against some email clearing that you need to do. Whatever it is, you can make that journey specific to you based on where you are. And then lastly, just an option, if you even need it, depending on where you are on the journey, is some product recommendations. Listen, the more you declutter, the less product you're going to need. But when it comes to creating a space that looks and feel good, I do think that this has its place. Rather than you running to the store and saying, oh, let me just pick up anything, then there can be a guide and you can look at my list and see what's working for me in person, in my own home, what I might recommend and why. Why do certain product work in certain spaces? When do you use this and when don't you use that? So all that's in there and available for you when you are ready for it. So those are the main pillars of this community. It is a place for you to go take action alongside other people who are in it with you, and to have me as your decluttering coach and your personal professional organizer in your pocket So Coco Organized Community, we are opening the virtual doors on Monday, April 29th. And if you join the waitlist, you are not committed to anything. But if you join the waitlist and you are on that waitlist by April 28th, you are going to receive a discounted founding member rate that you will lock in for the lifetime that you are a community member. All those links that you need will be in the show notes, but for quick access, it's chesterfieldorganizingco.com/community. Whether you are a busy mom or you are an empty nester trying to downsize, this is a place for you to come and get your answers to your questions, to maintain the focus on your goals, and to have a community that's there ready to say, keep going when you know at those hard times that you just want to throw in the towel and say, enough. Because by continuing to take that action and surrounding yourself with people who get it, that's where the magic happens. So thank you for listening from across the globe. Please come over to Instagram, say hello, follow along there. And if you have left a review, please let me know too, if that's you, because I can't see, unless your name is part of the review, I can't see who you are, and I want to thank you. And if you haven't left a review, by all means, have at it. Would love to have you leave a 5-star rating and a review, because that helps this podcast reach even more countries across the globe. So until then, go check out the link for our online community so we can meet in person, live, face to face, and get you to the goal of living with less clutter and more you. Thank you for tuning in. If after listening, you have gained just a boost of motivation to start thinking about your clutter and taking action to clear it, then I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, and leave a rating and review so we can continue to grow and inspire others just like you. In the meantime, I'll be here cheering you on your next step forward with living with less clutter and more you.